This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Air quality along the Front Range has been a problem for weeks now. Monday was the 22nd day in a row that the State Health Department issued an ozone alert. Many residents say this has become a daily health concern. Here's CPR's Miguel Otarola.
Coco Martin has a gig this week with her band Knuckle Pups, but she may not be doing much singing. This is the third summer in a row she's lost her voice since moving to Denver, and she thinks consistent smog is to blame.
There's a part of me that worries, like, if this is just going to happen every year and this is going to just make me sick every year, can I live here? How long can I live in Denver?
State health officials are warning sensitive people to limit time outdoors. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
The Aurora Police Department has issued an arrest warrant for two of its officers following an investigation of an arrest on Friday. One officer faces assault charges. The other faces charges for not stopping or reporting the use of force. The police department plans to release body camera footage this afternoon. On Monday, the Bureau of Land Management boosted its oversight and protection of adopted wild horses and burros. CPR's Haley Sanchez has more.
Wild horses roam on federal and private land in Colorado and other western states, and the BLM rounds them up as part of an adoption program. The New York Times reports that many of those horses end up being sold for slaughter, but new BLM rules will try to stop that. The agency will add post-adoption visits, better screening of potential adopters, and increased warnings about illegally selling wild horses. The agency will also start requiring adopters to certify that they won't sell or trade a wild horse for slaughter or processing into commercial products. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Front Range highs in the 90s again this afternoon and hotter tomorrow. This is CPR News.